of 420, mana 40, stamina 5 of 370, strength 22, agility 29, dexterity 32, constitution 42, endurance 37, intelligence 4, wisdom 5, charisma 6, luck 12. Come here, my love, Richter thought. He held out his arm and Alma flew down to land lightly upon it. Her tail wrapped around his wrist, and she stared at him inquisitively. I'm going to try to tame it. If I fail, stun it, cast Soul Trap, and then drain it. Do it as quickly and painlessly as possible. This creature doesn't deserve to suffer any longer.
Yes, master, said her small voice in his mind.
Not wanting to place his hand too close to the adder's mouth, drugged or not, he moved a few feet away from the area of the cocoon he had already opened and started sawing through the webs again. Soon, he had revealed an area of the snake's white back. Not letting himself consider the pain the spell would probably cause, he began casting. The spell required both of his arms to move in intricate counterpoint. The words and syllables were harsher and more guttural than any he had spoken before. The power began to visibly coalesce on his arms. It was red in color, not the bright red of fire magic, but a dark rouge, the color of raw, still bleeding meat. Richter was used to being a conduit for his magic. His invocation allowed him to manifest a specific result, but the power had always come from elsewhere. This spell, however, was blood magic. It tapped into a primal force of nature, and that force was him. His blood sang in gleeful savagery and called for the incomparable beauty of destruction. His body yearned to dominate and reproduce, to live forever through the immortality of his lineage. As he continued the demanding spell, he lost control of his restraint and ceased to be restrained. Petty concerns did not matter. Kindness, jealousy, friendship, pride, and other weak definitions no longer served any purpose. His will was all that mattered. His desire was the only god to be worshipped. He was! With a savage shout, he finished the incantation and slammed his hand flat against the shale adder's back. Dark red light shone all about them, and the energy spilling over from the spell made Richter's hair fly back and away from his face. His features were portrayed in a contrast of bloody light and shadow, stark and unforgiving. The other members of his party stared at him, feeling a mix of awe, caution, and fear. Only Alma and Sion looked at Richter undaunted by what they saw. Sion with acceptance of the darker side of his friend's nature, and Alma in exultation of her master's unforgiving power. The snake bucked wildly for 1 second, the blood magic banishing the sedating effects of the webs. The moment seemed to stretch into infinity, unending, until suddenly it did. The sensation of being pure id left Richter as his conscious mind reasserted itself. He fell to one knee, gasping. Each of his status bars decreased by 100 points. The effects from each loss, pain for health, mental exhaustion for magic, and weariness for stamina, were all handled with relative ease. What Richter hadn't been ready for was the unchecked ferocity of his own deeper self. It had been terrifying and exhilarating. As the snake continued to writhe, a prompt appeared. You have bonded your first beast, the shale adder. Treat your bonded beast well, and it will serve you unto death. Treat it poorly, and it may turn upon you. Taming a well-treated beast that has already been bonded is almost a certainty. Know this, your Psi-bond ability is synergistic with beast bonding. Look into its eyes to make a psychic link. You will then be able to communicate mentally with your bonded beasts, but the level of communication will still be limited by their intellect. Richter tore at the cocoon with his prodigious strength, widening the hole on one side until one eye was revealed. The large orb glared at him in anger, but something else happened as well. A new area of his mind unlocked, similar to what he shared with Alma, but dimmer, like a candle compared to his sun. He looked at the snake and thought, "Stop fighting!" The writhing motion in the cocoon instantly stopped. With a deep smile, he thought, "You're mine now."
Chapter 29, Day 110, Kuralt 29, 15,368 EBG.
"Cut it free," Richter ordered.
He cast Weak Slow Heal and summoned Weak Life Wisp. The adder's health bar quickly refilled, though it still remained too weak to move.
"Are you sure, Lord Richter?" Crom asked.
"Do it, and strip the bodies of anything useful."
Richter walked away from the snake without waiting to see if his orders would be followed. He knew they would be.
He ordered the mist workers to gather the other cocoons and bodies and bring them to the tunnel entrance. The adder he ordered to wait by the tunnel and not to harm anyone when freed. While all of this was happening, he turned his attention to the traps at the far end of the tunnel. He wanted them. After crossing the distance, he knelt and began to examine them. 3 hours later, Richter looked up from his work. He had toiled with single-minded obsession, focused on his desire to take what he wanted. His efforts had paid off.
"You found Tranquilizing Web Trap times 2, durability 5 of 5, item class Uncommon, quality Exquisite, weight 1.2 kilograms, traits. Triggering this will flood an area with sticky threads. Contact with this webbing will slowly drain the stamina of whoever is trapped within. Range 15 feet. You have found Constricting Web Trap times 2, durability 14 of 14, item class Uncommon, quality Exquisite, weight 3.9 kilograms, traits. Will wrap whatever triggers the trap in tight bonds that will tighten until the target is killed or freed. Range 20 yards. You have found Acidic Web Trap times 2, durability 5 of 5, item class Uncommon, quality Exquisite, weight 3.2 kilograms. Traits, triggering this will coat the area in webbing coated in a caustic substance that will eat through armor and flesh alike. Range 10 feet. You have found Razor Web Trap times 2, durability 21 of 21, item class Unusual, quality Exquisite, weight 1.5 kilograms. Traits, triggering this causes strands of razor webbing to shoot in all directions. Range 15 feet.
Richter smiled as he put each into his bag. There had been more than 30 traps, but most had been destroyed once they were disarmed. When he stood up from bagging the last one, he turned towards the tunnel entrance and saw everyone staring at him.
"What?"
he asked, confused. They looked concerned. Sion walked up and said,
"Are you all right?"
Richter shook his head and shrugged his shoulders.
"Of course. I was able to grab some great traps. Why are you all looking at me like that?"
"You were over there for hours, your lordship,"
Crom said softly.
"Yeah, but I needed to get them. I wanted them so badly." Richter stared off into space as he remembered that single-minded devotion to his own desires. Sion asked again,
"Are you all right?"
Richter came back to himself and forced a smile onto his face.
"I'm fine. Ready to get out of this damn hole, though. How about you guys?"
There was a round of chuckles and nods.
"Well, did we find anything else good?"
"We did," Bayon said excitedly. "The glands from the cutters can be used to make a strong acid, and all the webbing from the cocoons has some great numbing properties. It is also great at stopping bleeding and infections. We need to get all of this back to Sumiko. The egg sac from the queen is also interesting. It has growth properties that could be used to make several enlarged potions. The other cocoons just held dead animals, but I did find another interesting thing."
"Ma, that not be what is interesting,"
Crom interrupted.
Bayon glared at the dwarf, but Crom just kept pushing through.
"The tips of the spider's legs be hard enough to make +2 arrowheads, and the bigger one's front legs will make +3 swords. The ox legs on the queen can make even stronger weapons, but they save the best for last. You're lucky your arrow took the beastie in the eye, because her armor was hard and thick. The same way me third wife described me."
Crom chuckled at his own joke.
"The point be, I could make a good suit of armor out of a shell."
"That is good news," Richter said with a nod.
He walked over to the stripped carapace and rapped his knuckles against it. It rang like metal. Looking around at everything that needed to be carried, he summoned 4 more mist workers from his personal mana. The village mana pool had replenished slightly over the last few hours, but the battle had still made a sizable dent in it. His personal mana would replenish much faster, and they still had work to do. Richter ordered the mist workers to take everything, including the bodies, back to the eastern side of the village. The gray figures silently started about their task, and Richter knew that no matter how many trips it took, the workers would get the job done. The party members made their way back up to the surface. While they walked, Richter received some good news. Except for Sion, Tirad, and Calder, everyone in the group had reached another level. Jean had actually increased 2. The entire party was in good spirits when they walked outside. The sun still shone down and the tranquil forest sounds contrasted pleasantly with the life and death struggle that had taken place in the spider's nest. Anyone that wants to head back to the village can, but I still intend to investigate the disturbance the hunters were complaining about. The party members looked at each other, and then Tirad said, "We follow where you lead, my lord." Richter smiled at them in appreciation. He and the other Air Magi cast weak haste on the whole party over the next few minutes, and then they took off. The adder easily kept pace, sliding through the undergrowth. Its scales became a mosaic of brown and green, and Richter had trouble seeing it at times, despite knowing it was there. Birds sang above them as they jogged in a southwest direction, towards the area the hunters had seen the monster. They traveled for another several miles and were almost out of the mist when Richter saw a large track that he recognized. His heart beat faster, and without consciously deciding to, he picked up the pace. Alma beat her wings faster, and everyone else jogged faster as they struggled to keep up. Soon he was sprinting and barely heard Sion's shout to stop. Not that he listened. They left the mists. Richter kept running through the forest, rage building in his breast as he followed the distinctive trail. Some of the slower members of his party began to fall behind, sweat pouring from their faces. He forced himself up a hill and pushed through a stand of trees, seeing the meadow that extended below on the other side. There, only 100 yards away, he saw a distinctive 3-pointed crown. The rock giant looked up, its mouth smeared with blood, the body of a slain bear at its feet. When it saw him, it roared both in rage and recognition. Alma, hovering above, screamed back, and the adder rose 10 feet in the air and hissed. Richter drew his elementum short sword and roared back, "Missed you too, motherfucker! You and I have unfinished business!" The story continues. Thank you so much for listening. Please let the world know what you thought of the book by leaving a review on Audible. And as always, peace, love, and the perfect margarita. For more fun information and to contact the author, please go to www.litrpg.com. That is www.litrpg.com. This has been The Land, Catacombs, written by Alaron Kong, M.D., the father of American Lit RPG. Narrated by Nick Podell. Copyright 2016 by Alaron Kong. Production copyright 2017 by Alaron Kong.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.